I'm Gillian McLaughlin, and I work in one of the executive agencies managing grant programmes, and our agency deals with education, training, youth, culture, media. I have been here all night, yes. I arrived at 8 o'clock last night. I was nowhere in my mind picturing that I would be now talking to you 12 hours later, devastated that the UK, full of intelligent people, had decided to split from the EU. I've been here nearly 21 years. I very much believe in what our grant programmes are able to do. I see them change lives. And it seems to me very sad that that opportunity and that privilege for young people and for professionals and for artists and for everybody is now being put in question and now being taken away. I'm not at all surprised to see that sterling has gone free fall. Stock markets have gone as well. People's pensions are going to be affected. And I know that the out campaign, oh yes, there'll be a dip and then we'll get back up. But this is not a dip. This is a fundamental change. And I really don't know what happens next. I think we'd been watching the countdown going and still hoping for a few large London seats to come in, and Birmingham was held up and we were hoping, although the Midlands weren't looking very hopeful, we were still hoping there might be one or two biggies coming in. And as they fell, or I mean they came in, London came in very well and it was big cheer every time, but the gap got bigger and bigger and bigger, and we didn't like to think the writing was on the wall, but I think one after another we knew that it wasn't looking good.
The official Stronger In campaign, I'm sorry to say it, for those of you who have supported it enthusiastically, has been piss poor. It has been based on negativity, and the opportunity that we had to tell the British people about what the European Union is all about, how it works, and what its benefits are, has been lost.
Yeah, I just woke up, I saw the results on my phone, and I knew that I'd have friends here, so I came here first thing. I think it's heartbreaking, and I think it's sad, and I think it's the beginning of a sad, sad era for the EU, as well as for the UK. I don't like telling, you know, being on the losing side of the argument, saying those who voted the other way were not informed, but I think it's simply a fact that they weren't well informed because of the lies that were told by the Leave side, just obvious, crude, blatant lies that were being hammered into being forwarded by the newspapers as well. And I think this people started believing that, you know, we're going to get Turkey, we're paying £350 million a week, and all these other things that are simply not true. So I think that's quite disgusting. Well done for running that campaign, I suppose. I feel like the accountability and the democracy issues that have been raised are exaggerated. I think if you look at it from within, from the, you know, vantage point of someone in the UK or Sweden, I think it might not look as the beacon of transparency and democracy that it purports to be. But if you look at it from the outside, it is absolutely humbling. And I think it is a role model in many of these respects. And I don't see a reason for much reform, to be honest.
It's Pauline Curran, director at the Fry Group here in Belgium. I went to bed quite early and woke up at 7 and had a double take when I looked at my iPhone, put my glasses on to see if I was really reading it correctly. So I was very, very shocked. Personally, I really didn't expect this. I think that's probably the same for a lot of people. It was fearful what could happen, but no, bottom line, I didn't think that this would happen. And so I'm shocked. And yes, we don't know. But I think after the shock wears off, people just have to get on and get back in and do what they've always done, and whatever goes on from here, things have to move quickly, decisions need to be made, and we need to get on with it. We know where we are, we need to get on with it now. I mean, yes, it was expected that there would be, certainly with the vote that we've had, that the pound would fall, markets would fall. In the short term, that was expected. As to what will pan out long term, there are certainly other events in the world which are causing issues, China, Brazil, there's other reasons why there's volatility in the markets and still will be. But in the short term, no, it's not great news.
I got up at 3:30. When I went to bed, it was, we thought, 52-48. Then in. Then when I woke up, the polls, it was, I think it was like 49.9 versus 50.1. It kind of fluttered, but by the time I got here, there was 500,000 more leave votes, and it just got progressively worse. I have a limited contract, so like my personal career is not really, and I'd also decided I want to work for the UK government, not the European government. So it's not really curtailed, but for me, it's like it's the people who are younger than me will not get this opportunity. That's the shame.